Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. And give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got some people calling already, but I do want to move into some headlines. That's what we're here for. We're going to talk some news. Let's talk some narrative. Let's talk some news. Let's see what everybody's telling each other.
Yeah.
You were gone all last week, so you got to go and earn your keep right now, son.
I got a lot of catching up to do. I was gone this last week. I took a great trip out to the Pacific Northwest, spent a lot of time in Seattle, but also went down the coast and saw Oregon. It's gorgeous, man.
It is a beautiful place.
Yeah, spent some time in Portland, got a little weird in Portland, which was cool because that's what you do out there.
My cousins are out there, but I don't know. I haven't talked to them long enough. It would have been just as weird for you to meet them as it would for me.
Well, I got a great friend that and former coworker who lives out there, and she was great. She showed me and my girlfriend the town. We went and saw a ton of national parks. And one of the nicest things that I like to do, Brian, like when I'm going to reset and take some time off, is just like staring out into a mountain or the ocean.
Just
taking in the vastness that is everything that's in front of you right then. Like, unfortunately, Mount Rainier was cloudy the day that we went to. So it was beautiful, gorgeous national park still, but did not get to see the summit just because Seattle fog, came in.
You got to see a bunch of mountains. That's a very wonderful thing.
Yes.
It's a humbling thing.
It is, and it kind of wows you, it amazes you, and it gives me a great reset. It kind of just helps you center yourself, figure out, a lot of the things that you running through your day you think are so important, but they're not.
I know you're totally mourning and everything, but if you were ever up when the sun is down, there's stars that do the same thing for me. I'll go outside and I'll walk the dog and let her do her thing, but I'll stare up into the space and just kind of goes, oh yeah, those things that are bothering me right now aren't so bad.
Right.
So you left and left me to do the news recordings.
Which I thank you for taking on that role.
If you notice, I sounded a little different then in the mornings than I do now, because generally I don't wake up as early as I probably should have to get ready and my voice ready, because I'm a voiceover artist. I know how to train my voice to get ready. I did not. So I sounded a little groggy in the morning. But the important thing was that it was very easy to write the news after a while, because you offered to write the news, and you did a couple of days. That's very nice. I appreciate that. But you're on vacation, so screw it. Who cares? I assumed I was going to write eventually. But it was a lot easier last week, because pretty much every headline was Michael Gableman does something stupid. Let's say this. So give us a couple headlines going on.
Yeah, so we got a couple different headlines going on here. Gableman is really the top headline going on. He released another election video over the weekend, really just calling out, kind of a delayed call out almost, of comments from Governor Tony Evers 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so here's a timeline. This is former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Yes.
Okay. He is the head of the elections probe into the newest elections probe authorized by Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly.
The full forensic audit, which Assembly and I forget if it's the Assembly and the Senate, but Republicans authorized this to spend up to $676,000 Wisconsin taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, taxpayer dollars to find out something that has already been proved several times over.
Yes.
And he's investigating. He has subpoenaed all the records, all the election records from the five major cities, which are also coincidentally Democratic cities: Racine, Kenosha, Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee.
Correct.
And then a couple days later, he rescinded those, or at least said, I'm not going to be enforcing those subpoenas or officially issuing them. And then...
So Thursday,
yeah.
So for timeline purposes,
yeah, please,
Thursday,
please, please.
Late Thursday night is when he said, okay, never mind. I'm not going to enforce these subpoenas. You guys don't have to come to this office. That apparently when individuals looked up the address that was
somewhere
on the subpoenas,
in Brookfield.
Somewhere in Brookfield that either previously was or may currently still be, I'm not sure, a liposuction clinic.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Oh, he just needed an office area. So.
Exactly. He just rented out the fastest space. You know, I'd be really interested to know who's... Who owns that? Who is
How our taxpayer dollars are being funded into whose place is it going to? Yeah.
Fascinating question.
It's a fascinating question, but again, there are so many questions that this investigation has popped up. We need to move on.
Exactly.
Because Satya Rose Conway, Mayor Satya Rose Conway said okay, you didn't even ask for anything in the first place. I can't give you anything because you could have just asked. And public records requests also work too. But he also admitted he does not know how elections work.
Right. So that was at some point in the timeline last week.
I was gone.
Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then on Friday, he reversed course from his Thursday announcement that they weren't going to adhere to the subpoenas to say on Friday, oh, in fact, the subpoenas are back on and you need to come and testify before us. In Brookfield.
God, this makes sense.
Yes. Oh, it completely logical, very easy to follow. Yep. And then today we have the added mix of Representative Janelle Branchon out of Menominee Falls.
Who went to the Ninja Turtles down in, or at least according to Tony Evers, went to the Ninja Turtles in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. There were reports.
Taxpayer money, I believe?
Taxpayer funds, I believe.
Yeah. She went down to visit the audit in Arizona, which also proved again that Joe Biden won again and actually gained more votes.
Yeah.
And these cyber ninjas were totally partisan. But anyway, Janelle Branchon, she is
the chair of the Campaigns and Elections Committee here mm-hmm. for the State Assembly in Wisconsin, and she announced that she condemned Michael Gableman's video announcement over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And so she is condemning it, saying that it is not the actions of the Assembly's Elections or Campaigns and Elections Committee.
So she's separating herself.
Okay. She says that he is supposed to run things by her, and he did not.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where we're at right now, is we've got Republicans that, well, individuals that are conservative, former conservative Supreme Court justices that mm-hmm. are looking into subpoenaing the five major mayors and election officials of Wisconsin's five major cities that do tend to vote Democratic.
Yep.
He wants all of their information, and the individual that chairs the committee that would be overseeing this probe says she's got nothing to do with it and he didn't run it by her.
Sounds good. You know what that is? You know when two different comic books are telling two different stories but kind of using the same universe, and then they have to kind of do a crossover event, and then everybody's like, wait, none of this makes sense. We got to go and figure out how ways to make sense of it all and everything. Basically, the way that the Republican narrative has run is basically the same exact way a comic book evolves between
right.
two different stories.
And that's called retconning. They call it retconning. And that's essentially what the Republicans are trying to do for the 2020 election. They are trying to rewrite the past with this election probe.
And the thing is, it's like Clash of the Titans. It's already been done at least 15 times. Stop doing it.
We are Luke and Brian. We are the Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back after this short break.
Maybe we'll get another Spider-Man.